With Maine's legislative session moving close to its conclusion, lawmakers are struggling to find a way to assist the state's at-risk biomass energy industry and the forestry jobs that depend on it. But some are looking to the governor of Massachusetts, Charlie Baker, as a potential savior. Fred Beffer explains.
A recent change in Massachusetts energy regulations is creating big problems for some of Maine's commercial biomass energy generators. As of January, Massachusetts allows only biomass facilities that both create electricity and capture heat energy, so-called combined heat and power plants, to get extra payments that are awarded for energy from renewable resources. Maine's biomass industry was already challenged by its dependence on the spot market for wholesale electricity, which continues to provide very low prices driven by cheap power from natural gas. The added loss of those Massachusetts renewable energy credits contributed to the shutdown last week of one electricity-only biomass plant in Jonesboro, owned by Covanta Energy, which says it plans to shut down another facility in West Enfield. Several weeks ago, Governor Paul LePage made a personal plea to Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, a fellow Republican. He asked Baker to change the rules and allow the Maine biomass generators to once again qualify for the Bay State's renewable energy portfolio.
They met in person in Washington, D.C.
Patrick Woodcock directs LePage's energy office. He notes that the new Massachusetts standards were enacted by former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, a Democrat, and he says LePage's arguments were well received by Baker.
I think he was unaware of some of the changes that occurred. He sees Maine and Massachusetts as part of a regional economy. When Maine's doing well, Massachusetts can do well.
Woodcock says Baker is including the issue in an overall review of policies inherited from the previous administration in Massachusetts. A spokeswoman for Baker's Energy Department provided a general statement saying that the administration is committed to a diverse energy portfolio, but making no mention of biomass or of Maine. And if Baker does try to tinker with the renewable energy rules, he will have a fight on his hand with the environmentalists who helped to get the biomass change made in the first place.
This is the sleeping giant that the Baker administration should really stay away from awakening this.
Activist Mary Booth lives in Western Mass, and she was one of the leaders of the movement that led to the new Massachusetts rules. Only combined heat and power biomass facilities, she says, are efficient enough to be considered renewable resources that do not add enough carbon dioxide to the atmosphere to contribute significantly to climate change.
You know, Massachusetts ratepayers should not have to pay extra on their electric bills to support highly polluting, inefficient biomass energy. And, you know, the Maine plants may be complaining about that, but they've had years to come into compliance with the regulation.
But Bob Cleaves, director of the Maine-based Biomass Power Association, says that the Maine plants already meet the basic greenhouse gas standards in the Massachusetts rules. They burn only tree thinnings and residues that would otherwise rot and release CO2, and they are 50% more efficient than the most efficient natural gas plants, as the rules require. Shutting out the Maine biomass facilities just because they do not capture heat energy, he says, will only increase demand for electricity produced by more polluting sources.
To essentially say, we're going to basically throw the good out the window because we can't achieve the perfect, that doesn't make sense from an environmental standpoint.
Environmentalists vehemently disagree with that argument. It remains to be seen whether it's a fight that the Baker administration will take on, and many expect it could be fall before Baker shows his hand. In the meantime, Governor LePage and lawmakers are trying to find a Maine-based stopgap measure to help the struggling biomass and forestry industries, even though there's been little support for proposals that would add to electricity bills. New proposals are expected in Augusta this week. For MPBN News, I'm Fred Bever.